is a mandatory mailing, and it's triggered by the new voter registration certificates that are mailed out every other year. And what happens is a certificate cannot be forwarded. And so anytime that a voter certificate is mailed out and someone has moved or their address is changed in any way, for whatever reason, it can't be forwarded to them. It comes back to us. We then basically put that person on suspense, and we send a letter out to them with a postage-paid little form that's an address confirmation saying, please give us your most up-to-date information. And they just fill it out, drop it in the mail. It is postage paid. That comes back to us, and we're able to update their voter records and make sure that everything on it is accurate, that they're in the correct voting precinct, and that there are no issues. The other thing that it does is for those people that may have moved out of the county, or, you know, and unfortunately, from time to time, someone will pass, and we don't get all of the formal documentation necessary to allow us to remove them from the rolls. For whatever reason, if they're not there and we don't get a response from our confirmation request, we put them on suspense, and we wait for two federal voting cycles. If they don't come to the polls to vote or send us a correction during that time frame, we're then able to remove them from the voter rolls, thereby cleaning up our voter rolls.
So this is something that's regularly scheduled, regularly budgeted then?
It is regularly scheduled, regularly budgeted. It has been delayed this year because of redistricting and then the election cycle we've just gone through, because there is something out there in the election code that says within a certain number of days of an election, you cannot take any action to put someone on suspense. So we have waited through the two election cycles because we had so many return certificates to make sure that everyone had an opportunity to get any corrections into us or contact us if they didn't get a voter certificate. We pulled all of those, corrected those, everything we could, and now what we're trying to do is get this process taken care of before the November election cycle. So everyone's going to know exactly where they need to go vote and have all the correct information on their ballot when they get there.
So this would have been done when in normal?
This would have been done back in December, January of this year in a normal cycle. But every 10 years we redistrict, and sometimes it gets a little interesting, which it did this year. So our process and our calendar has been moved around quite a bit this year, but we've been sitting and waiting to make sure that we could get this out to people and do everything we can to make sure that their right to vote is protected. And that's really what this does as well.
So this has to be turned in by the end of the voter registration period then?
There's actually a time frame given to the person to respond. Quite honestly, from this point forward, if they do respond, we can correct it. The suspense notation comes off their record. And when they go to the polls to vote, they're going to be right there. Everything's going to be fine. Now, if they don't get it back to us and their suspense notation is on their record, they still can vote. It's not going to stop anybody from being able to vote. But before voting, because there's a notation by their name, that election worker is going to ask them to fill a form out right then. And when they complete filling that form out, then they will be allowed to go ahead and vote. So this, once again, is just another of the processes put in place in Texas law to allow us to get the most up-to-date information on people. Because if you move and you send your address change to the post office, we can't accept that. We have to have something in writing from you signed if there's a change to your voter record. And that's because it's such a sacred thing. We don't just accept anyone's word for a change in someone's voter record.